I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1280. Is forgiveness always possible? Well, it depends on what you mean. Is it always possible for God to forgive me? Sure, I mean, He's God and all, that's His job. But is forgiveness always possible for us to forgive others who have hurt us in unspeakable ways? Well, that's a different matter. Or is it? On the cover of the book, The Sunflower, written by Simon Wiesenthal, a Nazi concentration camp survivor, we find this question. You are a prisoner in a concentration camp. A dying Nazi soldier asks you for forgiveness. What should you do? Today, one person's attempt to answer that question. What do you think? Is forgiveness always possible? As you know, this podcast is about God's love for us and our love for others. Those are the two great commandments, loving God and loving others. And sometimes it's really hard to do that. Brian Zahn took up the challenge of that question. This was his answer. I'll let it speak for itself. Dear Mr. Wiesenthal, first of all, let me say I will not presume to set in judgment of your actions. You showed kindness to a dying Nazi soldier as you held his hand, brushed away the flies, and gave him water to drink. You showed great kindness to his mother in not destroying the memory of her son. And I agree with Lutheran theologian Martin Marty, who says, non-Jews and perhaps especially Christians should not give advice about the Holocaust experience to its heirs for the next 2,000 years, and then we shall have nothing to say. Cheap, instant advice from a Christian would trivialize the lives and deaths of millions. Nevertheless, Zahn goes on to say, since you asked the question, let me try to reply. I cannot say what I would have done, only what I hope I would have done. As a Christian, I would hope that I would reply in something of this manner to my dying enemy. I cannot offer you forgiveness on behalf of those who have suffered monstrous crimes at your hands, and the hands of those with whom you willingly aligned yourself. I have no right to speak on their behalf. But what I can tell you is that forgiveness is possible. There is a way for you to be reconciled with God, whose image you have defiled. And there is a way for you to be restored to the human race from which you have fallen. There is a way because the one who never committed a crime cried from the cross, saying, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Because I believe in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, I believe that your sin does not have to be a dead end, that there is a way forward into reconciliation. The forgiveness of which I speak is not a cheap forgiveness. It is not cheap because it was not cheap for Jesus Christ to suffer the violence of the cross and to offer no retaliation but love and forgiveness. It is not cheap forgiveness because it requires of you deep repentance, including a commitment to restorative justice for those that you've wronged. There is no cheap forgiveness for your sins, but there is a costly forgiveness. If you in truth turn from your sins in sorrow and look to Christ in faith, there is forgiveness, a costly forgiveness that can reconcile you to God and restore you to the human race. I cannot forgive you on behalf of others, but on my own behalf, and in the name of Jesus Christ, I tell you, your sins are forgiven. Welcome to the forgiving community of forgiven sinners. May the peace of Jesus Christ be with you. Zahn says, this is what I hope I would have said. But for all I know, I might have treated a dying enemy with far less kindness than you did. In deep admiration of your dignity, Brian Zahn. That response is too important, too powerful for me to trivialize it with further comment. So here's the great question. How would you answer the question? From a human perspective, our forgiveness of others. Is forgiveness always possible? Would you pray with me today the prayer that Jesus taught us to pray? Pray it out loud if you can. We'll use the word trespass and trespasses. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who've trespassed against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1281. In the meantime, I hear people say, I will never forgive them for that. Well, do we really believe the gospel? Again from Brian Zahn. I'm convinced that if forgiveness is impossible for a repentant war criminal simply because his sins are too terrible, then the Christian gospel is a fairy tale, and we might as well abandon the charade. What's your answer today? Is forgiveness always possible?